Yesterday evening, Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan met with committee members of the Anchorage Community Development Authority in a bid to find out if the authority would be able to partner with the Great Land Trust in a real estate purchase. The land in question, 60 undeveloped acres including the Campbell Creek Estuary, was slated to be purchased by the trust and donated to the city for a park. The trust has raised close to $7 million for the purchase, but Sullivan has decided to pull $2.7 million in city funds from the project, saying that the city is strapped for funds and that adding new parks could swamp a parks department already struggling to make ends meet.
Because they're very, very challenged maintaining the assets they have now. And next year, 2011 budget, we're looking at overall city budget cuts in the range of about $20 million. And the Parks Department is going to be under tremendous pressure just to maintain the budget that they, you know, the budget allocation they have this year. So the question becomes, does it make sense to take on more assets with the incumbent responsibilities of maintenance and repair and liability when we're having trouble maintaining the assets we have today?
Earlier today, Ron Pollock, executive director of the Anchorage Community Development Authority, said he could not comment on the outcome of that meeting because it was not a full board meeting and no official action was taken. Pollock did say that the issue was worth investigating. ACDA's main focus is to manage city parking, but the authority does involve itself in some real estate development, Pollock says. Government Hill's North Point Bluff development is one example. Mountain View's Glen Square Retail Center is another. According to their website, ACDA brings together resources to create development and redevelopment opportunities that forward municipal goals using innovation and partnerships. ACDA focuses on projects that will revitalize problem properties, increase tax revenue, improve neighborhood appearance, and encourage new development. ACDA is charged with investigating and studying real estate conditions within the municipality and may acquire an interest in and dispose of real property. Assemblymember Ernie Hall is on ACDA's board. Assemblymember Harriet Drummond says Campbell Creek's estuary is in no need of development. For KSKA, I'm Ellen Lockyer.